Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, boys and girls. Welcome to the Balance's 15-minute wrap-up. Join Tom and that redneck from Philly, Kevin, and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up today's sports. And welcome to the final wrap-up of 2010. My name is Tom, and we are finishing the year up with a bang. Right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh. How are you doing today, Josh? Are you ready to end 2010?
I'm well today. I'm just watching the Sun Bowl at the moment where Notre Dame is routing Miami 14-0.
All right. And we'll certainly get right into that. We didn't have a daily zap today. Also, I want to make sure that I welcome our viewers from Ustream. We're doing a mock run today, guys. So bear with us. We're getting ready for the show. You can't hear Josh. He's here in my ears, but I can hear him and be rest assured that he's right there, and he'll be right alongside me tomorrow, along with that redneck from Philly, Kevin. He will also be here as well. So welcome, Ustream viewers. Welcome to The Balance, the final episode of 2010. We've got a lot to cover, and we're going to be here for an extended time for 1 hour today on the wrap-up. And, Josh, we're gonna break down some stuff that happened in 2010. We're going to break down a little bit of the NFL, some NCAA, and we'll try to get to some hockey as well. And keep in mind, we've got a full day dedicated to bowl games tomorrow and sports that happened in 2010 in the New Year's Day Blitz right here on Blog Talk Radio on Ustream, YouTube, and, of course, you'll be able to hear the archive show on iTunes as well. So, again, welcome. And an exciting time of the year for us, Josh. What's going on in the NBA real quickly, and then we're going to do a real quick recap of the sports stories in 2010 that we'll be talking about tomorrow.
Well, last night, Gary Neal and Tim Duncan both had strong efforts as the Spurs knocked out the Mavericks 99-93. How about them San Antonio Spurs? 28-4 heading into 2011. The Magic won 12, the Knicks 103, the Magic fifth straight win. Dwight Howard had 24 points and 18 rebounds. Today in the NBA, we have a full slate of action. My Indiana Pacers take on the Washington Wizards and John Wall at 3. Pacers have lost 7 of their last 9, all of them by at least 15 points. Celtics versus Hornets at 3. Nets Bulls. Golden State taking on the Charlotte Bobcats at 8. The Bobcats are 2-0 under Paul Silas. Who knows, they might still qualify for the playoffs in the weak Eastern Conference. Raptors Rockets at 7. The Rockets are trying to get to 16-16. The Hawks and Thunder at 8. Oklahoma City, if they can win tonight, will take the division lead. Pistons play the Suns. And in the final NBA game of 2010, the Sixers at the Lakers at 10:30. Hopefully Kobe can get a win going into 2011.
Well, we'll certainly see how that plays out. And like I said, we've got a lot to talk about here in the next hour. But one of the things we're going to do real quickly here, I put together a little thanks to help from the Associated Press with this sound bite on getting the sports highlights for 2010. And everything you'll hear in this highlight, we'll be talking about tomorrow, on tomorrow's show, the New Year's Blitz. So without further ado, sports recap 2010.
2010 was a rough year for Tiger Woods. The best player in golf, mired in a scandal of marital infidelities, got divorced, lost his number one world ranking, and didn't win a single PGA tournament. Drew Brees led the Saints to a 31-17 victory over the Colts in the Super Bowl. Brees completed 32 of 39 passes, two of them for touchdowns, and was named the game's MVP, as New Orleans won its first NFL title. Brett Favre came back for a second season with the Vikings, but it didn't go nearly as well as the first. The three-time league MVP reportedly admitted leaving voicemails for former New York Jets game hostess Jen Sturger, but Favre denied sending her lewd photos. His NFL record streak of 297 consecutive starts ended thanks to a shoulder injury. And the Vikings, thought to be Super Bowl contenders in August, fell out of contention early in the NFC North. Michael Vick became a starter once again and enjoyed success with Philadelphia. In his first 11 games with the Eagles, Vick had thrown for 20 touchdowns and run for 8 more. In college football, Alabama won its first national title since 1992 with a 37-21 triumph over Texas in the BCS championship game. Bama's arch rival Auburn went undefeated to land a berth in the 2011 BCS title game against Oregon. Tigers QB Cam Newton accounted for 49 touchdowns and won the Heisman Trophy. But there were questions surrounding Newton as allegations surfaced that his father violated NCAA rules. The Lakers made it 2 in a row. Kobe Bryant and company rallied past Boston in Game 7 to win their second straight NBA championship. It was the Lakers' 16th title. Big-name NBA free agents were on the move in the summer. The biggest, LeBron James, upset fans in Cleveland by leaving the city where he played for 7 seasons for Miami. The Heat also signed Chris Bosh, who joined Miami's All-Star guard Dwayne Wade to form a formidable Big Three. In a thrilling NCAA final, Duke held off Cinderella Butler to win its 4th national championship. Women's college hoops saw the UConn Huskies go undefeated for a second straight season. UConn beat Stanford for its 7th NCAA title. The Giants delivered San Francisco its first World Series championship as they beat Texas in 5 games. In the year of the pitcher, there were 6 no-hitters, including Roy Halladay's gem in the playoffs for the Phillies. Nationals rookie phenom Steven Strasburg lived up to the hype, whiffing 14 batters in his big league debut against Pittsburgh. But in September, Strasburg had Tommy John surgery and likely won't pitch again until 2012. Roger Clemens was indicted for allegedly lying to Congress when he denied using steroids in HGH. His trial has been delayed until July. There was tragedy at the Vancouver Olympics before the games began. On the day of the opening ceremony, a 21-year-old Georgian loser was killed during a training run. There was success on the slopes in Whistler for Lindsey Vonn, who became the first American woman to win a gold medal in the Olympic downhill. Host nation Canada won Olympic gold in hockey, an exciting overtime win against the United States. Sidney Crosby scored the game winner as Canada won its 8th Olympic gold medal in hockey. Another year, another title for Jimmy Johnson. The veteran NASCAR driver made it 5 straight Sprint Cup titles, winning the championship in the season's final race. The Chicago Blackhawks won their first Stanley Cup since 1961, beating the Flyers in 6 games. Spain won its first ever World Cup, beating the Netherlands in extra time in soccer's marquee event staged in South Africa. The U.S. team made it to the round of 16, but fell to Ghana. John Klobuchar, The Associated Press.
All right. Thanks, John, over there at The Associated Press for putting that together for us. You rock. And, Josh, I know that 2010 has been an exciting year in sports. A lot going on, which we'll get into tomorrow. One thing that it has been a somewhat of a good season for the Indiana Pacers. What's going on with the Indiana Pacers? What's going on in the outlook in 2011 for the Indiana Pacers and the NBA in general?
Well, before I get into that real quick, I just wanted to update our listeners. It's now 21-0 Irish. As far as the Indiana Pacers go, this summer we finally get out of the bad contract situation from the Dunleavy, Murphy, the trade that sent Ron Artest and Jermaine O'Neal and all those players. So we'll maybe can lure a star player to Indiana. We got a nice young nucleus of Ori Hibbert, Brandon Rush, Darren Collison, Danny Granger. We got some pieces. We're missing a big man who can pull down rebounds. We really need one of them. If Jermaine O'Neal wants to come here, we should at least explore the idea. And if not Jermaine O'Neal, maybe Andre Blatch from the Wizards. Looks like the Spurs and the Celtics are clearly the two best teams in the NBA. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Spurs will not reach 72 wins. They're on pace too, but I don't think they can keep it up. Not in the tough Western Conference where you play the Lakers, Jazz, Blazers, Mavericks, night after night after night. Also look for Jim O'Brien to get fired before the month of January is over, and look for Larry Bird to finish the season as the Pacers coach before Bird also gets the axe in the summer.
All right, stop you right there.
I look for Mark Jackson, the former Pacer point guard, become the next coach of the Pacers.
Okay. Real quickly, I want to break that down. You're making some pretty bold predictions there, Josh. And, Josh, you've been pretty good at getting your predictions right. That's why you're our NBA analysis. But do you really think that the Pacers are going to get rid of Larry Bird? Do you really think that that's a real possibility, or is that just something that that you think possibly you'd like to see happen as a fan?
I actually think there's a pretty good chance. I go to several Pacer games, and the Simons aren't even sitting by Bird anymore. So it appears as if they're getting a little unhappy with the job Bird's doing. They already took away He used to have complete control of the Pacers. Now he has to share it with David Morroway. So they've already started the process of taking him out of power.
Okay, so we'll see how that plays out. Again, you know, Larry Bird has been an icon in the NBA for many, many, many years. He certainly is a Hoosier boy, liked by a lot of people right here in Indiana and Indianapolis. So to get rid of him would be a bold statement on the side of the Pacers, especially now that they have somewhat put together some strings of wins that they've been able to hang around in the second and third place position. I'm just saying, Josh, I'm not saying that you're wrong on that. I'm just saying that, you know, from my perspective as a fan, I don't know jumping after Larry Bird is exactly the answer right now. But, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. So we'll see how that goes. Obviously, Larry Bird will never be hurting for a job if he really wants to be in the NBA. And, you know, we'll see what goes. I do think that there'll be a coaching change. I don't really disagree with you on that part. It's just to go as far as to say that Larry Bird will be in the unemployment line soon. I don't know that I agree with you on that, but that's what makes America great, Josh. You're entitled to be right.
Agreed.
So, looks like what else is going on there in the NBA? I mean, it looks like the Spurs are just really unstoppable at this time. I mean, and then over there with the Mavericks, Nadowski, I hope I'm saying that right, may not play for the Mavs in the near future with games because of his surgery. So, really, I don't know that there's anybody out there that can stop the Spurs right now. I mean, I know that that Nowitzki is planning on going on the road trip this weekend, and as they as the Mavs take on the Bucks and the Cavs, but I don't know how the Mavs will be without Dirk. What are your thoughts on that, Josh?
I don't think the Mavs will necessarily be back without Dirk. They still got Jason Kidd and Marion and Tyson Chandler. Even without Dirk, they're a top 10 NBA team. As far as stopping the Spurs, depends on if the Lakers can get their act together. If the Lakers will get along, Kobe Bryant will take a happy pill. They're still the best team in the NBA. Never bet against Kobe Bryant.
Well, I tell you what, it'd be interesting to see how Kobe does it again, and to see where Phil Jackson ends up at the end of the year, and see what happens there in 2011. So, real quickly, wrap up the 2010 season for us, Josh, in the NBA, and what's going to happen in the 2011 season? And those of you, and I know you are, Josh, is fantasy basketball players. What kind? Who do they need to start? Who do they need to drop? What kind of fantasy basketball things do they need to look at going into 2011? And so who's your prediction to be in the championship game? Again, we're going to go out there and say it's the Spurs and somebody else. At least that's my opinion and my thoughts. What are your thoughts on that, Josh?
I think the Lakers will get a turnaround, and they'll be the L.A. Lakers and the Miami Heat. I know David Stern in the NBA office would love to have that NBA Finals. As far as fantasy basketball is going, if you don't have Gary Neal and he's still available in your fantasy league, you need to pick him up. I mean, at the beginning of the year, who knew who Gary Neal was? He's looking like he may be the best player on the Spurs, and I still have no idea who the guy is. Also pick up Derrick Rose, Amari Stoudemire, Dwight Howard. Sell Danny Granger. I'm not really impressed by him. I think it may be time for Granger and the Pacers to split. Either they're going to make the playoffs this year or they need to blow it up. Not literally put a bomb in Kosciuszko, but figuratively, just blow the entire team up. And also, sell Tracy McGrady. Also, look for the Celtics' big three to get it, to keep it rolling once Kevin Garnett gets back from his injury. Should be a fun second half to the NBA season. And make sure you vote for your Indiana Pacers for the All-Star game.
I agree. Well, and, you know, talking a little bit more about LeBron James, and we'll get into that in tomorrow's show in the New Year's Day Blitz. But from all of my understanding, LeBron James just doesn't really have any regrets leaving Cleveland and going to Miami. And seems that he's got a good team down there with Wade and so forth. So what are your thoughts about the Miami Heat and LeBron? Did he make the right decision to in 2010? Should he have stayed with Cleveland? Should he have went to New Jersey? Or what do you think they're going to get to the final game? To the championship game? I don't really think that it will be. I think that we'll have a Spurs and. And we'll see what happens I honestly would not be surprised to see the Bulls and the Spurs in the championship game. That's my prediction right here, right now, going into 2011. But what do you think, LeBron James, is he going to get a championship, Josh?
Well, let me answer. You asked several questions. Did he make the right decision? If all he cares about at the end of the day, hang on. If all he cares about at the end of the day is rings and winning, then yes, he made the right decision. If he cares about legacy, then no, he made the wrong decision. And now that he's in Miami, he could win 10 championships, and he'll never have the legacy that Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan or Larry Bird had, because he looked like he admitted he can't do it by himself. So from a legacy standpoint, he made a horrible decision. Not to mention the decision on ESPN was the worst sports TV ideal ever, and it never needs to be allowed to happen again. So if all he cares about is rings, yes, he made the right decision. Personally, as a fan, I lost a lot of respect for him.
Okay. All right, well, let's move on into the NCAA men's basketball. Josh, who are we going to be looking at in March? What's going on with the NCAA men's basketball? What can we expect to see come March here, especially going into 2011? And the Big Ten season is just really kind of got under sway, so we've got a lot of things going on. Of course, the Final Four, the women's Final Four, will be right here in Indianapolis, and we will be covering that women's basketball in full fury. Also, everybody, if you're not aware, the Lady Huskies have now lost one on their 91st game, was it, Josh?
They won 90 straight, and then they lost last night. 71-59 at Stanford. And Stanford was also the last team to beat them before they started the win streak. Funny how that works.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about college football. I mean, what happened with Louisville? I mean, I'm going to tell you what. Louisville and Kentucky What a game. UK came out victorious 78-63. Of course, those two in-state rivalries really go at it and always do battle, always for a good game every year. But do you think Louisville's going to be there when it counts in March, Josh?
They're a Sweet 16 team. They certainly know better than a Sweet 16 team. Kentucky, on the other hand, looks like they may be better than they were last year, which is hard to say. See, now they had a record 5 first-round NBA draft picks. But I really like Josh Harrelson, Brandon Knight, Terrence Jones. John Calipari is bringing the recruits to Kentucky that Rick Pitino used to bring to Louisville. A little closer to home, Purdue beat Northwestern 82-69. You know, preseason, middle of October, Robbie Hummel tears his knee leg ACL. People say that Purdue may not be a Final Four team. Not so fast. They are one of the best defensive teams in the country. They have Jawan Johnson and Etuan Moore. I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say the Boilermakers will play in the Final Four. And if they can develop their bench a little bit better, Tom may disagree with the statement, not only are they the best team in the Big Ten, Matt Painter might finally do something Gene Cady never did and cut the Nets down in the Final Four.
Okay, well, that'll be interesting to see. I don't know that Purdue has everything that it takes to get to the Final Four. I think that, you know, certainly Kansas and Duke are two teams that we'll see there again. And, you know, Ohio State most definitely, and they go and do battle tonight against IU. And we'll take a moment to talk about that. IU-Ohio State, what a rivalry. It's going to be a great game. But I think Ohio State's going to just put another a notch in their bedpost, per se, with that game tonight that starts at 6 o'clock Eastern, Ohio State and Indiana. Of course, Ohio State 13 and a remarkable 0. And I just don't know that they're stoppable. And so... Josh, have you had a chance to look at tonight's game, the Ohio State and Indiana Hoosiers? That's going to be a very, very good game, and see what happens there.
My heart tells me to pick the Hoosiers in an upset, but logic and stats say they have no chance. I really like Tom Crean. He's a great fit for Indiana University. I kind of equate Tom Crean at Indiana to Tony Dungy with the Tampa Bay Bucks. He's going to start the rebuilding project. He's going to get the talent in, but he's not the guy to take IU to the national championship. I love Tom Crean to death. He's a great coach. I love Tony Dungy to death. They have that in common. They're the people you hire to lay the foundation, not the people you hire to win the actual title, although Dungy did win with the Colts.
Okay. Well, I agree. I think that Tom Crean's an excellent coach there in IU, and he's in those rebuilding years. We'll kind of see where he gets put together at and what kind of string of wins he can put together here in the Big Ten. I don't know that tonight will be one of them. Obviously, they had a disappointing loss against Penn State. But Ohio State, like I said, they're undefeated. They're 13-0, and they're 2-0 and away. And Indiana is 0-1 in the Big Ten, and they're 9-5 overall. Again, Indiana in the rebuilding years. Ohio State's coming into this game undefeated with its non-conference schedule, and I just think that Ohio State will take the Big Ten, and it'll be a pretty easily championship with them. There again, but I think that IU has what it takes to get into the tournament this year. I think that we'll see them pull some wins together and to actually get into the tournament. I don't know that they're going to – I think they'll even get past the first round. And maybe they're a Sweet 16 team as well. But I certainly believe that Ohio State is the next championship. It could be an Ohio State Duke. That's the great thing about college basketball. You don't know. You don't know where they're going to be seated at. You don't know, you know, where they're going to pull from. They're obviously going to, if they keep on the target that they're at now, they're obviously going to be a number one seed. And you know, Ohio State brings with it championships. They're able to do it in football, and they're able to do it in basketball. And as long as they're able to do that, they're going to get the top-notch recruits. Although Indiana has a very, very, very good class coming in here. And so, again, like you said, I think that they're in the rebuilding years, and Coach Cream is in a very good position to make that happen. Some other games that are happening tonight, South Florida and Connecticut. We're talking about the UConn boys, not the UConn girls. But there again, UConn definitely has what it takes to be there at the end again in March, and they're taking on South Florida. And UConn is just 10-1 and 0-1 in the Big East. And, so we'll see how the other Jim Calhoun we'll see how Connecticut responds to a loss, because I don't know if they'll beat South Florida, but I think South Florida has a good team, and we'll see what happens there. What are your thoughts about going into 2011 across the board in the NCAA men's basketball, Josh?
I think there's six teams you need to look out for. Duke, obviously, Kansas, Ohio State, Kentucky, Purdue, and I'd say the sixth best team in the country would be the Syracuse Orange. UConn, I disagree with you, is not really going to be there in March. I think they won some games they haven't been. They've been playing out of their minds, as Stuart Scott would say. But now that they're in the Big East, they're going to wake up and come back to reality and be a 16-16 type team. A team that's not getting any love plays Seton Hall tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. Cincinnati's looking to stay undefeated. I'm not sure why Cincinnati's not getting any love. I've talked about them several times in my blogs, but they're not getting any love nationally.
Okay. Well, they're good, and we'll see what happens. And guys, you can also make sure that you do catch Josh's $2 bill thoughts right there on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. Click the blog, and then $2 bill Josh's blogs are all right there. Guys, if you have something to chime in on the wrap-up, typically we don't take phone calls, but we'll take them today, 917-889-8516. Josh and I are right here. Would love to take a call from you, and we'd love to talk some sports with you. So if you've got something that you want to talk about, give us a call, 917-889-8516. Make sure you also follow us on Facebook and search the Balance. You can find us right there. Become one of our fans. We'd love to have you. Again, all of our archive shows are on The Balance, www.thebalanceonline.com. Right after this show, you'll be able to pull it off of iTunes, put it in your iPod, and you can take The Balance anywhere that you want to go with you. And UVision, I said it again, Josh, Ustream. Ustream viewers, there we go. I got it. It's right here in front of me. We welcome you guys. You are the newest part of the Balance family. We appreciate you being here. Tomorrow, you'll be able to see mine and $2 bill Josh's face, and right along with that redneck from Philly, Kevin. And you'll be able to really understand why we're on the radio and not television. But good to have you along. Our YouTube channel viewers, good to have you along, too. I see you're clicking in there as well. Very good to have you guys all live. Again, this is a mock show, a dry run for tomorrow, so please bear with us on some of the kinks. But we see that we do have viewers and listeners across all of our media outlets, and that's YouTube, Ustream, and right here on Blog Talk Radio. So glad that you have joined us. Right alongside me is $2 bill Josh. We will be right back with more of the New Year's Eve countdown to the New Year's Day Blitz, and we will take your phone calls again, 917-889-8516.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. Welcome back, guys, right here to the final wrap-up of 2010. Right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh. Welcome, Ustream viewers. Welcome, YouTube viewers. And, again, remember that you can also hear us right here on Blog Talk Radio, our flagship network. So glad that you're along. Josh, what I thought would be fitting, and I was looking for this soundbite earlier when we were talking about LeBron James, this soundbite that I ran when LeBron came and he went right into the Miami Heat, I put together this little montage, if you will, on LeBron's return. So we'll get to that, and on the other side of that, Josh and I will continue our conversation here on the New Year's Eve wrap-up.
What should I do?
What should you do?
Is it even a question?
Just selfish.
Miami.
You would leave us?
You're a quitter.
What happened to Sam?
You bagged out.
Maybe I should just disappear.
Should I remind you that I've done this before?
Yeah, we know.
Boston, Team 5. Hey, watch. You quit?
Should I really believe I ruined my legacy?
Legacy? Traders don't leave legacies.
When things get difficult, you run. That's your legacy.
Should I have my tattoo removed?
Yeah.
What should I do? What should I do? What should I do?
You should throw it in our faces on national television. Thanks.
What should we do, LeBron?
What should we do?
Seriously, what should I do?
What should we do?
You could have told us before the last week of free agency you were leaving.
You're a backstabber, LeBron.
Should I be writing this down? Should I be who you want me to be?
We wanted you to be who you said you'd be.
I got a goal, and that's a huge goal, and that's to bring an NBA championship here to Cleveland, and I won't stop till I get it.
All right. Josh, what do you think about that? My. You like that?
That's classic.
I put that together right after LeBron joined Miami. I think that was a little bit before you joined the Balance team here. So thought I'd play that for you. Now, hey, it's time to shift gears. Welcome back, guys. This is the Balance. Again, if you've tuned in through Twitter, see some people have clicked on through there. Good to have you. Good to have you right here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, our Ustream viewers, I know you're just seeing me, but $2 Bill Josh is talking in my ears, whispering sweet nothings to me. And if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can hear him. So go ahead and log on to www.blogtalkradio, search The Balance, and you can hear everything. But tomorrow we'll have everybody in studio here, and we'll be able to get all the communication. I will make one programming note for the Ustream viewers. You will not be able to hear phone calls between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Tomorrow. You will not be able to hear any phone calls, but you will be able to be a part of our so-called live studio audience, and in that, as well as our people over there on YouTube. So glad that you've joined us. Josh, time to shift gears a little bit. We're going into 2011. It's the NFL. What is going on? Hey, the Colts are just one win away. It's time for that Colt watch. What do we got? Any last-minute things that you've heard about the Colts? Boy, Dominic Rhodes has really, what I feel, put a new spark, a new breath of fresh air, somebody new for Peyton Manning to go to. Glad to have Dominic Rhodes back. I know that Mathis took some time off just to rest, so he is going to the Pro Bowl. Peyton Manning's going to the Pro Bowl. Reggie Wayne's going to the Pro Bowl. Congratulations or hats off to those guys. Certainly very well deserving. But going into the Colt watch here on the last wrap-up of 2010, Josh, what are your thoughts against the Colts and the Titans?
Well, don't forget, Freeney's also going to the Pro Bowl. But
Oh, I apologize. Yes, Dwight Freeney, absolutely.
Sunday, we will welcome Clint Session back to his outside linebacker spot for the Indianapolis Colts. And just FYI, it's now 24-0 Irish, and they picked off the Miami Hurricanes five times, and there's still 5 minutes to go in the first half.
All right, Fighting Irish is keeping it up. Well, we're here in the NFL. We're talking about some NFL. We've got the Colts, the Titans on Sunday. One win away. Colts control their own destiny. What are your thoughts in the Colts actually winning the AFC South, Josh?
Isn't it our birthright to win the AFC South? I kind of thought it was, seeing how we've done it for the last 7 years.
I think that we have some entitlement there, but we'll see how that goes.
But as far as the game goes Sunday, I'm going to predict the score right now. Colts 35, Tennessee 7. Huge, monstrous day on the ground for the Colts. Look for Dominic Rhodes to take over the starting spot once the playoffs get here. I kind of don't think he should have ever lost it to Joseph Addai. I think he's a better runner than Addai. Addai's a better catcher. Well, a better receiver, I guess, in football terms. So I look for a big win for the Colts on Sunday, and also for Houston to kind of put the final nail in Jacksonville's coffin.
I agree. And in Jacksonville, here's the thing. Jacksonville is going to have issues. Maurice Jones-Drew doesn't look like they're going to play him. He's not going to be able to play due to an injury. And I'm seeing all over the place here that he is out versus the Texans. He's their key. He's their missing links. And, we'll see what happens. And I tell you, another exciting game to watch is the Seahawks and the Rams. Who would have thought that Sam Bradford could have turned the Rams around in the way that he has made it happen? My hat's off to Bradford. You know, I liked him from early on in the season when we were talking about him here on The Balance about him, and I think he's a great quarterback. I think he's a great shot in the arm for the Rams. I think the Rams can go in and beat the Seahawks. What are your thoughts on that?
I also think the Rams are going to beat the Seahawks. But just a side note, you know what I think is kind of curious in sports? USC had a great season, can't go to a bowl game, but Pete Carroll gets to coach in the National Football League.
He's Pete Carroll, USC. Of course, he's going to be able to coach in the NFL. And, we'll see how that goes. I'm surprised that Seattle's actually been able to stay alive as long as they've been able to stay alive, because they've certainly had their problems. So another question: what do you think? Are the Eagles and Vicks a little banged up now? And are they in a vulnerable situation going into the playoffs? What do you think? Are the Eagles ready to go? And go ahead there, Josh.
Well, I picked the Eagles to hoist the Lombardi Trophy 2 days ago on the wrap-up, and I'm going to stick with that prediction. So, no, I don't think they're vulnerable at all.
Okay. Well, we'll certainly see how that goes. And I tell you what, those Atlanta Falcons, they are in a situation to really – I still think that we could see a Patriot-Falcon – Super Bowl. I really think that the Patriots are just a hard group of team to beat, and I think the Falcons really are right there on the edge of seeing a Super Bowl. And what are your thoughts on the NFC, the AFC going into 2011, Josh? Realistically, what is your Super Bowl pick? Make it right now.
I'm going to pick Eagles over Patriots. But as far as the Falcons go, with the way that deal worked out for them getting Matt Ryan, some other teams might want their starting quarterback to get arrested and sent to jail.
That seems to do something. I know we were talking about that here on the show a few Saturdays ago. That seems to do the trick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Apparently, well, when you're in jail, you learn how to throw the football.
Right. Well, speaking of being on the hot seat, my thoughts, what are your thoughts, Josh? 2011, will the Giants hang on to Tom Coughlin for another year, or is this his last year?
Well, I think a lot of coaches are going to get to keep their jobs because there's no collective bargaining agreement made. I think Kubiak will keep his. Soprano will keep his with the Dolphins. Coughlin will keep his with the Giants, just because with no collective bargaining agreement, there won't be any off-season training. There's not guaranteed to be a draft. There won't be a training camp. So you're going to want somebody here who already knows your roster. If there was a CBA already reached, Coughlin would already have been fired.
Okay. Well, I agree with that scenario. And speaking of coaches and coaching changes, what do you think about Bill Callahan? Do you think he's going to come back, make another appearance into the NFL? I think the matchup is going to have to be right for him. I don't see him going down to Miami. I think that the Texans are going to make a change. I think he would make a perfect fit down there in Texas. They're certainly going to make a run for him. What do you think, that this is the year Callahan will return, or do you think he's going to hold off, like you said, till there's been some collective bargaining agreements done, until there's been some other things in the NFL resolved?
I think he wants to come back, but he hasn't sat out four off seasons to come back and take the Carolina Panthers or the Cleveland Browns job. So unless Coughlin gets fired, or unless Kubiak gets fired, he's not going to take a job where he doesn't have a proven quarterback. So depends on what happens in New York and Houston. He may come back, or he may wait till the 2012 season to come back.
Okay. Well, we'll be
fine.
Right. We'll certainly be following that. And I tell you what, I don't know how much you guys really get into following some of the other players out there, but man, oh man, John Kuhn out there in Green Bay, he is becoming somewhat of a folk hero there in Packer, in Lambeau Field, in the frozen tundra. I tell you what, it's been a while since we've seen a fullback position really, you know, have the fans get behind him, wear his jerseys. What do you think? Is this John Kuhn? Is he a con? Can't even say his name. I have a problem with the English language. He's getting a lot of notoriety. Told you. Playing a position that's, less than glamorous, certainly not the quarterback position. What are your thoughts about him?
I think he's for real. I don't know how much longer the Green Bay Packers will continue to use a fullback. I think it's all going to depend on, well, they win Sunday. There's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be interested in Mike McCarthy, so I think it's going to depend on how long McCarthy stays in Green Bay, although if you can go to Green Bay as a quarterback or a coach, and you can win in Green Bay, and you can take back to the Super Bowl, you become almost a god in the city of Green Bay, more so than maybe in a city like Indianapolis. You don't really hear people in Indianapolis talking that much about Tony Dungy now, and he did win the Super Bowl here. So if McCarthy could do that in Green Bay, he'd have a legacy there, probably unlike he could get in any other city.
Okay. I agree with you. Actually, we were just talking about this a while ago. Vic and the Cowboys, I'm just seeing a report come across here that the Philadelphia Eagles will start Kevin Cobb against Dallas Cowboys and set Michael Vick. What are your thoughts on that? I think that's a good choice. I mean, Kevin Cobb, I know a lot of people thought that he was the quarterback of the Eagles. He was the new quarterback. But you would have asked me at the beginning of the season here, I would have told you exactly the same thing, Josh. But Michael Vick, and I was not a Michael Vick bandwagon kind of guy. I thought, man, this guy's got a lot to prove, but he's done it. I think he's paid his debts to society. He's paid his debt to the NFL, and most of all, I think he is starting to repay his debt to his fans. And football fans are very, very forgiving people. You're winning. You're doing the right things. They're willing to forget some of the things that happened in the past. Now, do I condone what he did? Absolutely not. I think he got exactly what he deserved. But now it's time to move forward. It's time to give him that second chance. And I know that Kevin Cobb thought that Michael Vick was going to be his backup, but it turns out that that's the other way around. And, well, now Kevin Cobb's going to get to shine against the Dallas Cowboys. What are your thoughts over there about the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Vick, Cobb? What are your thoughts on that, Josh?
I just have to give you a hard time. You are the guy who sat Michael Vick in your fantasy league.
I am. I absolutely am. And I paid a very, very dear price for that. But also keep in mind, I am the guy that came back and won the Super Bowl. I did lose the Super Bowl in the other league, but here at the Balance Fantasy Football League, I did win the Super Bowl. But yes, I did absolutely set Michael Vick against the Washington Redskins. Again, I wasn't totally sold on him, and I'm one of those guys that he had to prove something to me, and he's absolutely done that.
Well, I think tomorrow is Kevin Cobb's last appearance as the quarterback for the Eagles. Michael Vick's their new quarterback. They could get a young rookie in the draft cheaper to back him up than Kevin Cobb. Besides, look, there's some teams. The Vikings need a quarterback. The Cowboys don't appear to be 100% sold on Tony Romo, even when he is healthy. The Cleveland Browns need a quarterback. The Buffalo Bills need a quarterback, although I like Ryan Fitzpatrick in Buffalo. So I think tomorrow... well, Sunday, rather. Feels like today should be Saturday, but it's not.
All right. Well, Josh, go ahead. Josh, we've got a caller on the line. Hi, this is The Balance. This is Tom. Welcome to The Balance. Do you have a question for us today?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Go ahead, caller.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I was actually just listening in, but...
Oh, you were just listening in. Okay. Well, that's fine. Well, welcome to The Balance. My name's Tom. You're right along with $2 Bill Josh. We're just talking a little bit about the NFL playoffs. They put you in queue, but that's okay. You're more than welcome to listen, or if you have a comment about the NFL or anything like that, we'd love to chat with you.
Can we get your
sure.
Super Bowl prediction?
Hold on just a second. Go ahead, caller.
Why the hell not? I mean, there are plenty of rumors. I mean, upwards of 11 coaches could be losing their jobs at the end of the season, which is huge. But I guess I'll jump in with North Turner. Do you think he keeps his job? And AJ Smith. Don't forget AJ Smith, the orchestrator, the Lord of No Rings. I put the blame squarely on his shoulders when it's time to really talk about who to blame for the collapse of the San Diego Chargers this season. I mean, not many quarterbacks are going to be able to win football games when your all-star left tackle and your leading receiver threat, I guess, after your tight end, Gates is amazing and stuff, but he let them sit out for well past half season. So, I mean, I think it's time for that guy to go. And I mean, with a new GM, usually comes a new coach. Mm-hmm. North Turner has not succeeded to the level that Marty Schottenheimer even has. So if they got rid of Schottenheimer, I see no justice in keeping North Turner around either.
I agree.
I think,
go ahead, Josh.
Jim Harbaugh would be a great choice for the San Diego Chargers. If he doesn't take the Michigan job or the Cowboys job. But no, I don't think North Turner should keep his job. He's he failed with Phillip Rivers, there's no reason you don't win 12, 13 games year in and year out.
Right. And I agree, caller. I think it's time for Norv Turner to go. Although I disagree with you, Josh. I don't know that Harbaugh would be the best fit for San Diego. I think San Diego is certainly going to make a run. I mean, I'm sorry, San Francisco is going to make a run for Harbaugh. I don't know if that's where he'll end up at. I don't even know if he'll actually even leave Stanford. But I think Harbaugh would be a good choice. Caller, what's your name, sir?
My name is James.
James, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from upstate New York.
Okay. So I didn't know if maybe you were calling from the San Diego area or not. But who would be your choice for a replacement of Norv Turner? And since you're up that way, what are your thoughts about Tom Coughlin staying on with the Giants?
Well, if I were to have my choice right now of who I'd want to replace, I'm not a Chargers fan. I'm a Lions fan, but I like to follow them all. But if I were the owner, I'd take a long and hard look at Rob Ryan, defensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns. I think he's done an amazing job with minimal talent. So he'd be the first guy on my list to take a hard look at. As far as Coughlin with the Giants, if he doesn't make it, I fear he'll probably be let go. Unfortunate, I mean, usually a Super Bowl buys you a little more time, but not in New York. I think depending on who they got to replace him, it could be a good move or a bad move. I call it a gamble at this point, particularly with, like you said, a lack of a collective bargaining agreement, which means it'll be harder to implement your any scheme that you find appropriate if you decide to make a schematic change in your offense or defense.
Okay.
So, that's basically what I have to say about that.
I agree with you. Well, James, I appreciate your call, and make sure you join The Balance tomorrow. We'll be on from 9 until 1 right here on Blog Talk Radio, Ustream, and YouTube as well. I hope you have a great new year, buddy.
All right, cheers yourself.
Okay, Josh, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, Josh.
I encourage James to call on tomorrow, too.
Yeah, James, absolutely give us a call back tomorrow. We're going to be talking a lot about college football. So glad that you could join us. We're seeing people join us all over the nation. We're so glad that you've popped in and joined us either through Twitter, YouTube, Ustream, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Keep in mind you can also download off of iTunes right here on The Balance on iTunes. And we're certainly seeing listeners that are popping up all over the United States. Denver, Colorado, so glad that you're joining us right now. We've got about 7 minutes left. San Diego, glad that you're joining us. New York City, looks like you're joining us, and we certainly appreciate all the callers right here in the Indianapolis area. Chicago, so glad to have you along. Lexington, so glad to have you along as well. And those are just some of the cities that are popping up that are listening to the wrap-up right now. We're so glad that you're with us. Josh, real quickly, we've got 6 minutes left in the show. We want to make sure that we do our picks because we're not going to be able to do those tomorrow because we've got a full day tomorrow. So real quickly, we're going to go through these picks. Miami at New England.
I'm going to pick Miami. I don't see any reason for the Patriots to play their starters more than a quarter.
I absolutely agree. New England's got it sewed up. There's no reason for them to go out there and win a game. Dolphins, you got yourself a win. Minnesota at Detroit.
I'm going to go with Sean Hill. I'm not sure Matt Stafford gets his job back.
Okay. I tell you what, I'm going to go with Detroit on that one. I think Detroit can pull a win out on that. Cincinnati at Baltimore.
I think Baltimore is going to kill Cincinnati and probably Marvin Lewis's last game.
Okay, I agree with that. I think Cincinnati is going to come back with a win. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. Fisher, what a game he had last week in mounting it up. I don't know that they – you know, if they're really playing for anything and they're playing against New Orleans, What are your thoughts, Tampa Bay and New Orleans, Josh?
I'm going to pick New Orleans.
All right. Buffalo at the Jets.
I'm going to pick the Bills just because Sanchez won't play more than a quarter.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Bills as well. I think the Jets really need to hone in a little bit closer to the playoffs. Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
Pittsburgh.
I think Cleveland's going to take this game. I think that Pittsburgh, again, isn't going to be playing all of their key players. I think that they need a win, but I think that they can survive without one. So I'm going to go with Cleveland. Oakland at Kansas City.
I'm going to go with Oakland just because if Oakland could beat the Chiefs, the Colts get the number 3 seed.
I agree with you. We'll go with Oakland on that. They've certainly got their panties in a bunch after what Indianapolis did to them yesterday. But Kansas City's been playing some great games, but they've clinched their divisions. There's no reason for them to go out there and try to get players hurt. So I think this is a good win for Oakland as well. Carolina at Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Okay. I agree. I think Atlanta can pull this one out. Again, like we just talked about, Atlanta very well could be right there in the Super Bowl. The Bears at the Packers. Good game to watch, boys and girls. And it's going to be one of those cold Sunday afternoons in frozen tundra. The Bears, the Packers. You really can't get any better of a matchup than that. Who do you think is going to win that one?
I'm going to pick the Packers. The Bears really have nothing to play for.
I agree. The Bears have did everything they need to do. They put themselves in a good position. Packers get a win. Arizona at San Francisco.
I'm going to pick Arizona just because I have to pick somebody.
Okay. I'm going to go with San Francisco on that one. San Diego at Denver.
I'm going to pick the Chargers.
All right. Well, I like the Chargers. I like the Bolts. They're doing some good stuff. I'm not a big fan of the Broncos, so I'm also going to go with San Diego. Tennessee at Indianapolis. We've touched on that game earlier. Indianapolis needs a win. However, right now it looks like there's a couple other combinations out there that could put the Indianapolis in the playoffs as well. But a win against Tennessee would clinch the division and would certainly seal their fate in the playoffs.
I'm going to pick the Colts to win to get started.
Okay. I agree. Colts against Tennessee. The Colts do come out with victory. And let's hope that they do very well during the playoff season. Dallas at Philadelphia. We talked about that one earlier. Colts getting ready to start that game. Who's going to win that one, Josh?
I'm going to pick Kevin Cobb to have a good game. And what's basically an audition for another team.
I agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. I'm going to give that one to Philadelphia as well. Jacksonville at Houston.
I got to pick the Texans. Drew and Gerard are both going to be out for the Jags.
Okay. I absolutely agree with you on that. Give me just a second here. I lost my spot. We said Jacksonville, Houston, Giants at Washington.
The Giants.
Okay. I like the Giants as well. We just got done talking about Tom Coughlin. He is going to have to win that. Real quickly, we're walking into our two-minute warning here. St. Louis at Seattle, Josh.
Sam Bradford's going to take the Rams from 1-15 to 8-8 in a playoff date.
I agree with you. Sam Bradford's going to put that together. Hey, guys, I said it was the two-minute warning. I don't know how to count. It's the one-minute warning. So, hey, it's been so good being with you. Thanks for all of the listeners. Keep in mind that tomorrow, beginning 9 a.m., we will be broadcasting live from 9 until 1 o'clock a.m. We wish you a happy and safe new year. Remember that if you're going to drink, get a driver. It's not worth it, guys. We'll see you. You've been wrapped up for 2010. We will see you next year.
Well... when you, I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bleep, son of a bleep, gun. You thought I was going to say, son of a, didn't you?
That's all, folks.